thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. If people do what I tell you, many souls will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. John's Church in Cincinnati was in charge of the Franciscan Fathers, and every year, for 2.5 decades, the people of the parish have staged a beautiful passion play. One Lent, a young mother took her 7-year-old daughter to this play. Before the performance, the mother explained as well as she could the great meaning of the passion. The play went on to the tense moment when Judas, in his despair, cries out, "To whom shall I go? I am forsaken by everyone. Oh, to whom shall I go?" And the little girl was sitting on the edge of the seat, wrapped up in the performance, thinking that everything was real. With a woman's sympathy, she felt sorry for Judas. She felt that there must be something he could do. So turning to her mother at a tensely dramatic moment, the little girl exclaimed in a clear, silvery voice that could be heard throughout the hall, "Mother, why doesn't he go to Mary? She will help him. I know." What that little girl said about Judas, the traitor, the thankless, ungrateful traitor, we can say to every sinner, "Why don't you go to Mary? She will help you. I know." And we call our Blessed Lady the refuge of sinners. And she has been called that through the centuries. And she has proven herself more than once to be the refuge of those who have offended Almighty God. But we can ask, what will happen to the poor sinners? The poor sinners. The same question asked St. Dominic when he cried out after night of prayer, "What will happen to the poor sinners if no one prays for them and no one offers up for them sacrifices? What will happen to the poor sinners if they don't repent before their death?" Our holy faith teaches us that the souls of those who die in mortal sin unrepented go to hell. And what is hell? How terrible is the answer? Hell is the accumulation of all evils. It is the privation of all good. It is an abyss of fire, a frightful prison where prisoners are enchained. It is the region where everlasting horror and confusion dwells. It is where the damned suffer a raging hunger and a burning thirst, an excessive heat and an insupportable cold, pains and torments and fury and despair which cannot be described. and says, without hope, without end. But what is inconceivable beyond all thought is that all those evils, all those torments are eternal. Our Blessed Lady appeared at Fatima in 1917 in order to remind mankind of this very truth, and this very truth of hell is the truth which is the most denied today. In July 1917, Our Blessed Lady appeared at Fatima again to the three little children and told them to sacrifice themselves for sinners and to say many times, especially when making a sacrifice, O my Jesus, I offer this for love of Thee, for the conversion of poor sinners, and in reparation for all the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And as she spoke those words, Our Lady stretched out her hands, and bright rays came forth, which seemed to penetrate into the earth. All at once, the ground vanished, and the children found themselves standing on a brink of a sea of fire. As they peered into this dreadful place, the terrified youngsters saw huge numbers of devils and damned souls. The devils resembled hideous black animals, each filling the air with despairing shrieks. The damned souls were in their human bodies and seemed to be brown in color, tumbling about constantly in the flames and streaming with terror. All were on fire within and without their bodies, and neither devils nor damned souls seemed able to control their movements. They were tossing about in the flames like firing coals in a furnace. There was never an instant's peace or freedom from pain. Looking with compassion at the pale and trembling little ones, the vision spoke to them. You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If people do what I tell you, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. Let us go today to our Blessed Lady, the refuge of sinners, today and every day. And let us pray for the conversion of sinners, the fallen away in our families, the fallen away in general, the lukewarm, and for the enemies and agents who walk against His Holy Church, so that they convert. Since Mary is the refuge of sinners, the mother of the Redeemer, the one Savior of all sinners, we can expect her to be merciful to us and to sinners. And she shared within the salvation of the world. She shared with her Son for the salvation of the world. From the crypt to the cross, Mary took part in the redemption. She caught Christ's spirit of forgiveness and mercy, even to divorced offender. It is impossible that such a mother should show no mercy towards the violators of God's law. And now that she is in heaven, where her power is greater, where she is close to the throne of the Almighty, we can expect that she will continue to show this mercy to those who offend Almighty God. Don't let us neglect, and don't let us get tired to get out the beads of your rosary today and every day and pray for the conversion of the poor sinners. And remember always the words of Pope Pius XII, who said, "It is a terrible mystery that the salvation of souls depends upon our prayers and sacrifices." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.